Morning, everybody. We'll dive in Mincha at 8:20 this afternoon. So we were finishing up the Mishnayos of Rebbe Gamliel, who was a son of Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, and the final Mishnah that he has in the second parak states the following: "Asei Ritzono Kiritzonecha," that we should strive to meld God's will with our own. "Kidei Sheya'ase Ritzoncha Kiritzono," so that God should treat our will as if it were His own. This is interpreted to mean, by many of the Meforshim, that when it comes to, let's say, our expenditures on Chafatzei Shamayim, on various mitzvos, on commandments, that we should do so willingly and willfully, and thereby God will give us a recompense. But even if it's not in the monetary sense, even if it's just in terms of performance, that if we're willing to meld our will to His own will, then God hopefully will respond in kind and give us certain things that you know we wish for ourselves, he'll deliver for us. The second half of the Mishnah seems very similar. I think there's a subtle difference. The second half of the Mishnah is Batel Ritzon Chamipnei Ritzono Kedeshi Vatlu Ritzon Acherim Mipnei Ritzonecha, that we should nullify our will again when it comes in conflict with His will, so that God should nullify the will of others who seek to harm us. The Gra quotes here the famous Gemara in Gittin and Daf Zayin, where there are various individuals who were giving Marukva a very hard time in his community, and Marukva didn't really know what to do, and the message came to him that he should simply continue to study his Torah, and that God would take care of all of those who were harrying him. I just wanted to point out something I've thought for many years about this Mishnah, but this will conclude, that it seems to me that the real difference between the two halves of the Mishnah, similar as they seem, first part being Asei Ritzono Kiritzonecha, that we should make God's will as our own, and then Batel Ritzoncha Mipnei Ritzono, sometimes we have to nullify our will, really speaks to real life. Sometimes there's a mitzvah which may seem hard for us at first, but if we work on it, it can feel more natural. Maybe this is coming to Minyan. You get into the rhythm and you get into the routine. It seems very daunting at first, but then it's something that a person can assimilate into their daily life. But there's always going to be an aspect of divine service, of Avodas Hashem, which really never exactly feels natural to us, and that's okay. But where the rubber hits the road and God's will is X and our will is the opposite, then we're called upon Batel Ritzoncha Mipnei Ritzono. Sometimes there's just no choice but to grit our teeth and to get through it. And it's always the optimal thing to be able to, you know, push ourselves in the direction where we identify fully with God's will, Asei Ritzono Kiritzonecha, but there's a great deal to be said for somebody who can say, look, this isn't what I would do otherwise, but this is what is required of me, and out of a sense of duty, I will carry it out. Gadol Mitzuva V'Ose, Mimi She'eno Mitzuva V'Ose, we have great admiration for those who do so simply because they are commanded.